This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild had quite a game in the Motor City yesterday. They barreled out to a 4-1 lead after two periods, only to see the Red Wings storm back to tie at 4-4 in the third. But Kirill Kaprizov scored his third goal of the day late, and Minnesota beat Detroit 5-4. Kaprizov says,
"Yeah, I think we start from second period, play pretty well, and then in third period give a couple goals back, and it was tied game, and then it was nice to score in the end, you know, and win in regulation and feel good." Yeah.
The Wild also got goals from Matt Boldy and Vladimir Tarasenko. The news not as good for the Wolves or the Twins. Both lost in downtown Minneapolis yesterday and last night. The Wolves had a bad third quarter, losing to Charlotte 122-108. Head coach Chris Finch:
"We score the first basket of the half. We have a chance to build on that lead. Then we give them three offensive rebounds and or two turnovers or vice versa, you know. And the offensive rebounds came at the end of great defensive possessions, and they led to kick out threes. And so the lead evaporates pretty quickly, and then we turned it over, you know, just some sloppy handling."
And on to the Twins. They lost in 10 innings at Target Field to the Rays yesterday 4-1. They gave up a two-run homer in the 10th. Manager Derek Shelton says they spoiled a good start from Simeon Woods Richardson.
"I mean, there was soft contact. He did not give up a lot of hard contact. He was really efficient. We have not been efficient the last couple starts with our starters, but he went out and pounded the zone."
Woods Richardson worked into the seventh inning. He allowed only one run on five hits. The Minnesota offense, though, only had three hits in 10 innings. Detroit visits Target Field tonight. The AAA Saints were swept by Wooster in a doubleheader yesterday in St. Paul. The Gopher baseball team lost at Iowa yesterday 5-4. Gopher softball split a home twin bill with Ohio State yesterday. And the 13th-ranked Gopher women's gymnastics team earned a berth into the NCAA Nationals with a second-place showing in the regionals last night in Oregon. Nationals are set for later this month in Texas. This is MNN Sports.